Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today we're joined by Amanda McIntosh from the Hope Squad of Emery, Carbon, and Grand County. So Amanda, thank you again for taking the time to come join us.
Thanks, Aiden. I appreciate your time.
Now, we're going to be talking about something very close to my heart, and I know for many people in the community this hits close to home as well. We're going to be talking about the Southeast Utah Hope Walk, which is coming up on September 14th. So just trying to get the word out there, get people excited for this event because it's just a very important event.
Yeah, absolutely. So the annual Hope Walk has actually been around in Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties for, oh gosh, I want to say 18 years, maybe a little less than that. It's been since about 2013, so 11 years. And every year we just get together with our community partners and welcome our survivors of suicide loss and anybody that is struggling or has struggled with suicidal ideation or depression or whatever the case may be to come out and come together and celebrate life and the loved ones that we've lost and remember that they were more than how they died, that they actually were our loved ones and sharing their story.
And it's just, it's a beautiful message that you guys are getting out there with this Hope Walk, because I know a lot of people in the Castle Country area have been affected by losing loved ones to suicide like that. So like you said, I think it's a very important thing that we remember them, not just for how they died, but for the person they were. So I really applaud you guys for all the hard work you put into that.
Thank you.
And then let's talk about how to get involved with this. So how, if there's just a person out there who wants to participate, what's the best way for them to do that?
Yeah, so they can always go to our walk page, which is afsp.org/price. And that will take you right to the walk page. And it has my contact information on there. It has how to register to become a walker or to register to be a part of a team and how to fundraise. It also has a day of event information, the activities that we have, as well as other participants so that you can see who will be out there joining you in this walk.
And then jumping back to that fundraising, now looking at your guys' website, there is a reward for people who are able to fundraise enough money.
Yeah, and it's a very small donation that you have to raise. It's $150, and then you get the official walk shirt for 2024 through the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And, so just go on there and register. And, you know, if you send out 10 invitations to your closest friends and family, and they all donate $15. There's your shirt right there.
And just, it's just, not only do you get a cool shirt from it, but it's a good way to help give back to the community.
I think that's the important part is every dollar that's raised from our walk comes right back to our community by way of the literature that we table with, the trainings that we can give. It also provides money to continue the research into suicidology and providing resources to our Healing Connections or Healing Conversations program with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. And that's a really important program that wouldn't have been able to be developed had it not been for the donations that we receive at our walks.
And this is something that's not just benefiting the local community, but it has that outreach into the statewide community, as well as, in general, the global community, being able to look into these things and kind of help understand why.
Yeah, we know that there is not a single causation for suicide, and that it's a myriad of reasons why somebody decides to end their life. But by raising money, by providing these programs and really getting to the nitty-gritty of depression and anxiety and things like that, it can help be a predictor for behaviors and warning signs that we as a community can look for in saving somebody's life.
Now, going back to the walk, something that I've really enjoyed every time I've seen something put on by a Hope Squad group is the honor beads. Just a good way to show your support. So let's just kind of jump into those.
Yeah, the honor beads, there's 9 honor bead colors, each one signifying a different connection to the loss. We have white for the loss of a child, red for the loss of a spouse or partner, which is my honor bead color. The loss of a parent is gold. The loss of a sibling, orange. Purple is the loss of a relative or friend. Excuse me. Silver is the loss of a first responder or a military member. Green is a personal struggle or attempt. Blue being supporting suicide prevention in general. And then teal is a friend or family member of someone who struggles or has been attended. And this hasn't always been a part of our walks. It's really been the last 3 years where the Southeast Utah Health Department, the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, Grand Counties, has partnered with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention to spread our messages farther and wider within our community and our state and the nation. And so to be able to implement pieces of this already founded walk system within the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention and bring it to our community as another way of honoring our loved one and wearing the honor beads and looking out into the crowd and seeing other survivors that share similar colored beads with you, it helps break down that wall of, hey, I see you. I've been there too. I know the loss that you're feeling, and we can connect on a deeper level. You know, one thing that I've talked about in the past is these events really are a sort of family reunion, but also a welcoming ceremony to the families who unfortunately have joined this crusade of suicide prevention and have lost somebody to suicide. So it's really a family gathering, and we try to respect it that way and create a reverence around what we're really doing at the heart of things.
It's a beautiful thing seeing all these people join together to unite again for a common cause. And it's just something that I love about this area is the unitedness we find in things like this. Now,
absolutely.
We've talked about how to get involved as an individual. Now let's talk about how businesses can get involved with this event.
Yeah, we want our businesses to feel included in this, especially in the Castle Country area where these are your employees. These are your, community members. They're your grocery store clerks. They're your mailman. They're your, restaurant server. We all have a connection to suicide. And if it's not directly in your family, it's someone that you know that has lost their life to suicide. And so by inviting our community businesses to be a part of this, it's just giving them an opportunity to say, hey, I love you. I want you to know that I'm here and I support you. And in return, we advertise for that company, right? So we have a walk banner, we have the logos that go on the back of the shirt, and then we, during the walk, we talk about our business sponsorships and we put it on the walk page. So there's something in it for the business too. And those packages start as little as $250, and they range whatever the company is comfortable donating. And I'm a person living in this area. I know how hard it is financially out there, and so to see these businesses, knowing what the financial climate is, and to see them give back to this this cause and what we're trying to do, it really is just one more thing to love about living in Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties.
It is just the community support we feel.
They
for these
show
things.
Up and show out every time, don't they? I love it.
They do. They really do, and it's something you got to applaud. So. What's the best way to get in contact with you guys if someone is interested in sponsoring this event?
Yes. So the easiest way is to give me a call at the Southeast Utah Health Department. My telephone number is 435-636-1153. You can send me an email through my work. It's amcintosh@utah.gov. You can also reach out to me through Facebook, through the Hope Squad of Carbon, Emery, and Grand Counties page, or my personal page. And I'm more than happy to run over a sponsorship package to you. It is a tax deduction. And so you'll get that W-9 to accompany it. And again, your logo goes on the shirt, your logo goes on the banner, your logo goes on our walk page, so that everybody who registers and attends the walk knows that you are a supporter for suicide prevention and awareness.
Now, Amanda, unfortunately, we are running out of time, but is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with?
I just always want to let the community know that we do love you. We are here for you. We are more than happy to help you get connected to resources, whether that be counseling or anything that you need. And hopefully by the end of this, you'll feel a little bit more hopeful about the trajectory of our suicide prevention plan.
Now, Amanda, thank you so much again for coming in to talk about this wonderful event. Again, that was Amanda McIntosh talking about the upcoming Southeast Utah Hope Walk coming up on September 14th, something you're not going to want to miss. For more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.